At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When you went to go get Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
you tried to jump the line. You took the shortcut.
No, but what about the long cut of the previous 3 years, though?
It doesn't matter.
Why?
Because you built something, and then you just completely, like, disrupted it.
Because we knew the quarterback wasn't the answer.
Okay, but there were many. You said this earlier.
Yeah.
And you're more right than you know.
Go ahead. I like this.
Going to get a different veteran would have been so much more prudent than going to get Aaron Rodgers.
It turns out that way.
No, it's just the reality of
that
way.
But we didn't think it at the time because we thought this is the best guy to get.
Because you were trying to jump it.
No, we weren't trying to jump it. We were trying to say, let's get a real quarterback. Isn't getting a veteran jumping it too, though, Teak?
No.
Isn't it the same thing?
No, because a guy a Derek Carr who's, what was he was released.
Yeah.
Right? Or no, not re-signed. I can't remember.
No, they released him. I think it was very similar to the Daniel Jones kind of,
right.
We don't want to pay you.
Right, that's right. So he was like released. So he's on the street.
Right.
That's the kind of guy you should go get.
Yeah, but I don't think where I disagree with you is the difference between jumping the
because
line.
You don't need to go get the best quarterback. You need to go get like a serviceable quarterback.
But why not get the better one?
One, it was complicated.
Okay.
And you know just as well as anybody, Aaron Rodgers is unique.
Yeah, and it backfired. I admit it didn't work.
Unique.
But I also the process at the time wasn't jumping the line. It was saying we just spent 3 years building this really solid roster, at least we thought. We failed at quarterback.
Evan,
let's go get a real quarterback.
Do you forget how obnoxious you Jet fans were when you got Aaron Rodgers?
Is that what this is about?
Yes.
What did we do?
You were obnoxious. It was like, all of a sudden, we're winning a championship.
Well.
Like, all of you all.
We were excited.
But for what?
Well, for nothing, apparently. But at the time, we were excited.
I'm having major deja vu with this discussion. This is all reminding me of Knick fans trying to talk to me after the Nets blew apart. And they're like, do you realize how obnoxious you were? And I'm like, what? We were just excited.
But
it feels like this is the same conversation.
It is.
But that's what Tiki's point was. When you added Aaron Rodgers, yes, he was the best quarterback by name and by past trajectory. But what it did was it put immense pressure to jump from a team that hadn't even played in a wild card playoff game.
He hadn't been in the postseason in 8 years.
I understand.
You needed more of a stabilizer that everybody would have looked at the regime and said, we get it if you don't win a Super Bowl. And then gave you breath any one of the next three drafts. Take a shot at a quarterback to go behind that guy.
So your end game would have been, go get Derek Carr, because that was really
Like him, whoever it was.
He was honestly, like, looking back at that market, that was it. People are going to say Lamar Jackson. They are BSing you. Lamar was never really available.
Baker technically wasn't available.
Was Baker available that year? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, wait, this is Aaron's first year. No, he was.
Yeah, you got to remember, it was a first year. Yeah, it was the same year you guys kept Daniel Jones.
Yeah, so Baker was available.
Baker was available. Okay, so you're right. It was a Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr-ish, hey, let's try to win. You're not, in all likelihood, winning a Super Bowl with either guy. And you're merely saying, Sean is, you're not saying this, but maybe you agree, go just have some success for a few years and just continue to try to draft a quarterback in the meantime.
But that's true.
No. Just make the playoffs and scratch that itch. Don't go try to win the Super Bowl.
Isn't the whole point of trying to win a Super Bowl? Isn't that what we're here for?
Yeah, but you build your core team where they taste the playoffs. And I just think that if you took a quarterback like Mayfield or Carr, you breathe there. Look, think about what the Giants are about to deal with this year. All the pressure on getting the quarterback right. You basically give yourself 3 years to go, you know what? Like the Packers did with Jordan Love or the Chiefs when they had Alex Smith. Now's the time we're going to take a quarterback. Like, it just gives you a chance to breathe. And maybe that quarterback then, now you've built up a core that's tasting some playoff. Boom. Here it is. Ready-made team to go. You put all this pressure on Super Bowl.
I think Tiki already revealed what's deep into his thoughts. Me, and I'm one guy, but I represented many, we were very, very obnoxious after they got Aaron Rodgers.
I was wrong!
You made yourselves hateable. You were lovable losers. Why are you hateable?
Well, we're back, okay? We're back with losers again. Is that what you wanted?
No,
Is that what you wanted?
Football in this town, but can we just... I'm obnoxious all the time, too, so
yeah, you of all people, Tiki at least, he's never obnoxious.
I'm hypocritical. We're all thirsty. We're all desperate, but... I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers just made all you Jet fans something you weren't. You were cocky and arrogant with no baseline to be cocky and arrogant.
That's exactly it, Sean.
I think that
cocky and arrogant for no reason.
Yeah.
So they were Knick fans. I got you.
It's like someone driving a Ferrari without a pot to wedding.
I think there were some who acted that way. I don't think I ever acted that way as a Jet fan. I was excited.
This is the problem with Aaron
Rodgers. I was hopeful.
He wasn't cocky. This is the problem with Aaron Rodgers.
I always knew it end badly, I did with the Nets. What?
You are a sensible, albeit at times strange, human being.
Okay. Very strange. Thank you.
But the ironic part about you when it comes to the Nets, the Mets, and the Jets is that I think, as much as you are the voice of those fans on this show, you are not actually properly representing what that fan base brings to the table socially. You just aren't. Yeah. Most of the Jet fans we interacted with, the street or anything else, nice people, completely obnoxious, arrogant a-holes when they added Aaron Rodgers.
Evan's not the proper...
And you're not that guy. So you don't see that because you're not that, and you think everybody's like you when the point is nobody's like you. You're one of a kind, man.
But I also... Thank you. I can't defend every single person who is a Jet fan and how they reacted when they acquired Aaron Rodgers. I know how I felt. I liked the move. I didn't think it was skipping the line. I wanted to give this team a better chance to win. And I think my attitude was, last year and even this year, was I expected good things. I expected the playoffs. I expected to be good. I never expected to win at all. And I think a part of that is just being a loser fan that really can't see it until it happens.
Right.
So...
At DSW, we ask the important questions. Like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
That's why I don't see myself as like this crazy Jet fan who was claiming we were winning the Super Bowl.
Evan's defense, even though he fired positive Tommy from the Jets yesterday, Evan didn't really want... He wanted Lamar Jackson, I think. There were Jet fans that wanted Lamar. There were Jet fans that wanted Carr. It's not like all Jet fans wanted Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wanted the Jets.
Yeah, I want to preface the Lamar Jackson thing, okay? Yes, I always wanted Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. He was never really available.
No, he wasn't. He was jacking around. They both sides were jacking around with each other. And they feel like they were making big deals out of nothing. So.
No, that's why, like, we had separate conversations. If Lamar became available, of course I wanted him. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think that whole free agency that you described was ever legitimate.
Yeah, and wasn't there also, I think it was Boomer that said this, that Derek Carr maybe won't be able to handle the East Coast. He's a Fresno guy. He ended up going to New Orleans. Right. In hindsight, Baker Mayfield was the guy. That guy's got stones. He's a fighter. He would have fit perfectly here for either team.
Here's why I'm skeptical of that.
Baker would fit well anywhere.
Yeah.
I think personality, you guys are right. Like, I think Baker would have lived the New York lifestyle well and would have handled the media. You need the right coaches around him. Like, was LaFleur and Saleh going to get the best out of him?
Todd Bowles is his head coach.
I understand, but it's not just Todd Bowles.
It was, what was his name? In Carolina now. Why am I forgetting his name?
Oh, Matt Rhule?
Canales. Dave Canales. That was his coordinator first year in Tampa. Now Canales is but it's Liam Cohen?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. He's the new OC. Who was a college coach. So it's... Baker just has like this it about him, and there's a coolness about him as well that makes him a great locker room guy. There's no pretense to it. He would have been the guy, to be honest with you. Now you think about it.
But you know what you guys are doing? You know what you're all doing?
It's hindsight.
We're revising. It's hindsight. It's like we're relooking at history.
Right.
But we're sports talk radio. That's
what we do. Did you think that they should have gotten Aaron Rodgers at the time? Forget how obnoxious we ended up becoming. Did you think it was the right football move when they didn't give up anything to get him? They literally signed him.
I mean, eventually they did give up something to get him, actually. I thought it could be a problem in real time. Obviously great because he's awesome. because he's a fantastic player, of course. But there's just a lot about him that has been said, and I don't know. He's just unique.
I got you. It's been an all-time disaster. The one thing I'm always honest about is it's easy when something is terrible to say, what were you all thinking? Mm-hmm. And to relate it to the Nets, because they're the kind of the story of something going bad, and I would argue this with anybody, they made the right decisions getting superstars like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. There's no denying that. Just because it didn't work didn't mean it was the bad decision at the time.
The Nets still in the league.
I think the Aaron Rodgers thing is kind of the same thing.
But I think it's a little bit different, because this isn't really about Aaron Rodgers. It's about Aaron Rodgers coming to a non-winning franchise and everybody thinking that he was going to turn them into a winner.
That's a fair point. And he wasn't able to do that.
Well, he shouldn't be able to do that.
Well, if he
one
was...
One guy is not changing a program from a team that hasn't made the postseason in 12 years.
But hold on a second. If Patrick Mahomes walked through that door tomorrow...
If Pat Mahomes walked through that door tomorrow,
yeah,
the Jets would still find ways to mess it up. I'm just telling you.
No, it makes me laugh.
I'm not saying you're wrong. It's a perfect...
Like, why do you think it's an accident that teams are perpetually underperforming and bad?
Because they're run by people that don't know what they're doing.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason that the Kansas City Chiefs are the way that they are, because they've been run at a high level for a long time. There's a reason that the San Francisco 49ers are where they are. Yeah, I know they can't win the ultimate championship, but you know what? Most of us would take the San Francisco 49ers history over the last half a decade.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because they're always in the postseason. There's always a chance. The Buffalo Bills, ever since, you know, that new team took over up there, I mean, they've been fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's like a culture. One guy's not going to change it.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.